You're listening to SBS News. Minutes from footballing immortality. The United States came to the final of the 8th Women's World Cup, looking for their 4th championship. The Dutch were in the final for the first time, and looking to be the first European champions of the tournament since 2007. But despite the Americans' heavy favouritism, the majority of the first half in Lyon was a fairly sedate affair, with few major chances on goal. Dutch captain and goalkeeper Sari van Veenendaal made a good save about 25 minutes into the match. The match becoming more vivid towards the end of the half, US captain Megan Rapinoe delivering a cross from her station on the left flank to striker Alex Morgan. But Morgan, tightly marked, could only hit the ball lamely, and van Veenendaal, widely lauded for her display in this match, was able to save the shot with her legs. 2 minutes later, Morgan shot again, this time from outside the area, but van Veenendaal made a diving save. A rare Dutch counter-attack was foiled by a foul by US defender Abby Dahl-Kemper shortly after that. Dahl-Kemper getting a yellow card for her efforts, but the job was done. Nil all at half-time. Heavy favourites, the United States, were getting the better of the game, but not getting a goal to show for it. That was to change around a quarter of an hour into the second half, though, and in appropriate fashion. The video assistant referee, so often a pest at this tournament, was called into action again. Tobin Heath, one of the best for the US team, centred the ball from the right, looking for Morgan in the penalty box, the ball deflecting off the head of a Dutch player on the way. Trying to clear the ball mid-air, Dutch defender Stephanie van der Gracht stuck out her leg. But she missed the ball and instead contacted Morgan's arm with her foot. The video review showing that it was indeed a penalty to the United States. US skipper Rapinoe, no stranger to attention at this tournament on or off the pitch, stepped up to take the penalty kick. SBS commentator David Bashir describes the action from there.
It is Rapinoe, and it's 1-0 to the United States. It's taken longer than any other match to score, but they've got their goal. And Megan Rapinoe has her 6th of this Women's World Cup.
1-0 in the 61st minute. 8 minutes after making the initial breakthrough, the US had an extra buffer. A solo dribble into the box by midfielder Rose Lavelle finished off with a shot that went just beyond the dive of van Veenendaal. 2-0. Only van Veenendaal's ability in goals prevented the margin from getting worse, the US managing 17 shots, the Netherlands just 6, and only one of those Dutch shots seriously threatened the goal. The final whistle, the crowning glory for one of world sport's most dominant teams, the United States sealing back-to-back world championships with a 2-0 win. They've now won exactly half of all the Women's World Cups ever played. At this tournament, they scored 26 goals, conceded only 3, and never trailed a match at any stage. Dominance, any way you look at it. Rapinoe was named Player of the Match, Player of the Tournament, and also won the Golden Boot Award for the tournament's highest scorer, winning a tiebreaker with both teammate Morgan and English striker Ellen White. Her haul, so comprehensive, she almost struggled to carry all the trophies she was entitled to hold off the field. It's not often the 34-year-old is lost for words, but she clearly was, post-match, as she described the closeness of the playing group that has just carved their names into history.
It's unbelievable. Just to know all of the people in our group that put in so much work, obviously the players. We have all our friends and family here. It's like, it's surreal. I don't know how to feel right now. It's ridiculous. I don't know, we're crazy. That's what makes it special. We just have no quit in us. We're so tight and we'll do anything to win.
Rose Lavelle won the Bronze Ball Award for the 3rd best player of the tournament. She says it's a pleasure just to play with Rapinoe.
Yeah, I mean, I have learned so much from Pino, and I feel so honored to step out on the field with her. And she was so awesome this tournament. She's unreal.
The triumph of these US women was sealed in the final, but a World Cup is not won with a single game. US defender Crystal Dunn speaks of a journey to glory that has improved the Americans at each step.
It's incredible. I mean, our journey has been challenging, and we've grown each game. Each game we've been able to walk out and win. We feel like the relief, you know, once that final whistle blew, we felt, wow, we have accomplished everything we set our hearts out to do.
On the losing side, it was an understandable mix of pride and despair. Dutch midfielder Jackie Gronin says there was hope in the Dutch camp at halftime, but the penalty irrevocably changed the game.
Yeah, it was a hard game. You know, they're very physical and very rough. So we knew we had to stand our ground, and we were just very proud we did well. And I felt in halftime, maybe in the second half, we could overtake them, but then the game kind of changed after the penalty. So, it was a hard blow for us, I think. And, I think we should be proud, but at the moment it's just really sad.
The Dutch pride is not entirely misplaced against a US team with a reputation in the women's game that borders on the overwhelming. It's a reputation that has led to allegations of arrogance on the part of this team throughout the tournament. But US coach Jill Ellis, also their mentor when they won the last World Championship 4 years ago, says this was the toughest road they've had to hoe to the title in terms of their competition. And US defender Dunn says a defining characteristic of her team is not hubris, but respect.
It's ultimate respect for each individual. You know, we all want to play, we all want to win, but at the end of the day, it's that respect across the board, knowing that, you know, working hard is not just working hard for yourself, it's working hard for that player next to you, and doing above and beyond effort just to prove that you respect and support your teammates, and that's what it takes to get the job done.
The successful defence of their world title adds much weight to the US players' ongoing demands for equal pay and a better deal for the women's game. Rapinoe has been front and centre of those claims and others, even drawing the ire of her country's president, Donald Trump, at one point. Signing off from a tournament from which she will no doubt go down in history as the signature player, Rapinoe says the spectacle we have witnessed over the past month in France means it's time for the dreams of women's football around the world to become reality. And she doesn't mind any opprobrium for being the face of that.
All players, I'm saying, every player at this World Cup put on the most incredible show that you could ever ask for. We can't do anything more to impress more, to be better ambassadors, to take on more, to play better, to do anything. It's time to move that conversation forward to the next step. A little public shame never hurt anybody, right? So I'm down with the booze.
After the show Rapinoe and her teammates have put on in defending their title, it would be a very tough crowd indeed that booed them. They'll try and become the first nation to win 3 Women's World Cups in a row at the next one in 4 years' time, an event that could possibly be held in Australia. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.